Hey, it's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Benega, Lac-Parle County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac-Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
And say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac-Parle Veteran Service Officer, who's in off after a heavy weekend of snow blowing. So you're working hard this weekend.
I'm a year older this week and none the wiser. And
your birthday's coming up?
No, it was last week.
Oh, that's right. Okay, never mind.
I'm sure you announced it.
I think I did. I had it on the birthday list. I did.
Yeah,
yes.
I saw it. I saw it last week.
I do remember that now. Yep. Yeah. I got to read so many birthdays, I can't remember them all. But did you have a good birthday then?
Yeah, it was all right. Didn't have to blow snow that day.
No, that's a good thing. That was your gift.
Yeah.
Your gift from old man winter.
Yeah, starting to snow. Some of these berms that are, lining the streets are getting 6 feet tall. It's.
Yeah, I think that's, after this week, they'll be a little bit shorter, I think. But
they're talking rain on Wednesday, and, I'd like for all this to be gone. I like the snow. I like the winter. Don't get me wrong.
Yep.
But enough's enough.
That's right. And it was enough quite a while ago.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. It's a requested salute this week. And today we're saluting Corporal Walter Clarence Larson. Walter was born January 8th, 1915 here in Madison and passed away on October 15th, 1990. He entered active duty on January 21st, 1942 in Fort Snelling in the United States Army and was honorably discharged 3.5 years later on July 14th, 1945, again at Fort Snelling. He ended up as a squad leader with a mess detachment of the 1817th Supply Unit and Redistribution Station at Hot Springs, Arkansas. He also took part in battles in Europe, the Middle East, and Africa, part of Algeria and French Morocco, Tunisia, Naples, Foggia, and Rome, Arno. Some medals and ribbons that he earned were the Combat Infantryman's Badge, the European African Middle Eastern Theater Service Medal, the Good Conduct Medal, 4 overseas service bars, a lapel button, and 4 discharge emblems. So we thank you, Walter, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
Definitely. That's off to all the veterans.
Absolutely.
Well, let's get to our topic today. It looks like President Trump signed an executive order to empower veterans and attempt to end veteran suicide.
Yes, the VA will co-chair a task force focused on holistic public health approach to suicide prevention and engagement with veterans' local communities. This press release came out March 5th, announcing a new initiative to aid in the prevention of veteran suicides. On average, 20 veterans take their own lives daily, and one is one too many.
That's right.
Yep. President Trump signed an executive order titled National Initiative to Empower Veterans and End Veteran Suicide, which focuses on improving the quality of life for America's veterans and ending the tragedy of veteran suicide. The executive order mandates the establishment of the Veteran Wellness Empowerment and Suicide Prevention Task Force. This task force will include the Secretaries of Defense, Secretary of Health and Human Services, Secretary of Energy, and Secretary of Homeland Security, Secretary of Labor, Secretary of Education, and Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, as well as the Director of the Office of Management and Budget, Assistant to the President for National Security Affairs, the Director of the Office of Science and Technology Policy. Within 1 year of the date of the order and working with a variety of representatives from across both the public and private sectors, the task force shall develop a comprehensive national public health roadmap outlining the specific strategies needed to lower effectively the rate of veteran suicide with a focus on community engagement. Two, design and propose to Congress a program for making grants to local communities which will increase their ability to collaborate with each other. Integrate service delivery and coordinate resources to veterans. And 3, develop a national research strategy to improve the coordination, monitoring, benchmarking, and execution of research in the field of veteran suicide prevention. Secretary of Veterans Affairs said, "We are committed to saving veterans' lives, but just as there is no single cause of suicide, no single organization can end veteran suicide alone. So they must work side by side with partners at all levels of government and in the private sector to provide veterans with the mental health and suicide prevention services they need." This executive order advances a public health approach to suicide prevention further by identifying key integrations and connections across the federal government and communities that can be used to save veterans' lives. You can learn more about VA suicide prevention resources and programs at mentalhealth.va.gov. Veterans who are in crisis or having thoughts of harming themselves, and those who know a veteran in crisis can call a Veterans Crisis Line for confidential support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. It's the phone number is 1-800-273-8255 and then press 1. You can also send a text message to 838-255 or chat online at veteranscrisisline.net. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And you've got that number?
Of course. That number is 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Yeah, it's, can you even see the level of the courthouse anymore? It's probably 3 feet down.
Barely.
Yeah.
But Kenny and Lyndon do an outstanding job in
the
snow removal.
And that's a lot of work up there. That's a lot of snow to move.
It is a lot of snow. It's, you know, like I said, I like the snow. I like the winter. Don't get me wrong, but enough's enough.
Yeah. It's, well, spring is coming.
I hope so.
Sooner or later.
I hope so.
So I want to put in a plug for the VFW Auxiliary here. They got a fundraiser coming up on Sunday.
Omelets.
Yeah, omelets made to order, plus hash browns, toast, and a beverage for $8 from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that's at the Madison VFW. It's a fundraiser, and I believe I saw a note that proceeds going to the Patriot Dog Program, therapy dogs for vets.
One of the things I really miss about serving in the Army was the dining facilities, or chow halls as we call them, for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
You could have cooked order omelets if you weren't stretched for time.
But they're pretty good.
Oh, they were awesome. Awesome. That's one thing I really missed about serving in the U.S. Army.
You're making me hungry.
Yeah. We got another plug, announcement to plug. The American Legion Oscar Lee Post 177 in Dawson will be having a flag disposal on Tuesday, April 9th, starting at 7 p.m. at the Hilltop Bar and Grill in Dawson. The state commander of the American Legion plans on being there, so make sure you get your flags that are no longer serviceable into the flag disposal bin that we have at the courthouse or any other, just talk to a... Talk to a member of the American Legion or the VFW or...
Or drop them off here at the radio station. We'll take them to. We'll get them to where they're supposed to go.
Yep. And we, like I said, we have a flag disposal bin at the courthouse that's available 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Fridays in the lower level.
All right. Sounds good, Josh.
There's a picture of me and Ivy Vondahar standing next to it.
I've seen it. Yes, you both look very nice.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks, Josh.
Yep. Oh, I will be... the office will be closed for most of next week. I have a conference up in Walker that I'll be attending, for continuing education, but I'll be open a little bit on Monday morning and then back at it on Friday. So.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW, Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time right here for Vets Info on the Air.